Europe faces very real threat. 16th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Sistine Chapel, Vatican City. Pope Benedict XVI has said that Europe and all of Christendom faces, quote, a persistent and very real threat from the Saracens, unquote, after a meeting with EU counterparts in London. But, he said, the presence of five other staunchy Christians and top nobles symbolized Europe's determination to stand together and defend their values. The UK, a barbarous realm near Ireland, congratulated Israel on preempting an apparent plot to take Jerusalem from the Jews and Christians who deserve it. 1,009 Mohammedans and heretics are now dead in Lebanon. The pontiff said that Christendom needed to develop its crusade policies in response to the evolving threat. He said that the talks had discussed practical measures in four areas: tackling heretical cults, coordination of transport of children, exchange of slaves, and the nature of Saracen Mohammedanism. The world was faced by a form of, quote, godless and unwashed sodomy, unquote, he added, which was embodied in one religion, Mohammedanism, whose very name stood for sin and lasciviousness. Sir Galahad said he would be presenting concrete proposals on detection of pieces of the true cross to a forthcoming meeting of all Christian interior ministers in Constantinople. He also called for a crackdown on internet sites used to incite terrorism. The July 7 bombings in London last year pushed counter-Mohammedism up the Christian agenda and helped former Home Secretary Charles Clark clinch a deal to force companies to retain telephone and email data for use in investigations of Saracen and Persian activities. Christendom is currently trying to persuade governments to torture all suspected unbelievers and witches until they confess, arguing that it will help the anti-heresy effort. The London meeting was attended by Sir Galahad, whose fief holds the Christian peerage, and knights from the realms of France, Germany, Portugal, and Slovenia. Quote, that is important because the threat is an enduring threat and will require, therefore, an enduring response, such as a crusade, unquote, His Eminency said. Quote, Christendom is up against people who embrace a barbaric and sinful society and adapt the latest technology to their evil intent, unquote. Sir Galahad said the Pope had the, quote, solidarity and unwavering blind support, unquote, of all Christendom. He added, quote, we came to the conclusion that a united Christendom will win the battle with the Saracens, unquote. These, along with other data, suggest that Christendom may be preparing an 11th crusade to recapture the holy city of Jerusalem. The announcement of a children's crusade by EU President José Manuel Dara Barroso, coupled with this news, seems to suggest that Christianity and Islam are in for a rematch of the Third Crusade, in which Saladin totally whooped Richard Coeur de Lion's butt. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.